The power of a big question. So we've established that big questions are catalysts for meaningful introspection and group cohesion. But that's just the beginning. Here are five more reasons I believe big questions are game changers for modern leaders. Reason number one, the world is too complex for quick, easy answers. We live in an interesting, complex world at a fascinating time in history. Information is cheap, and almost everyone has access to it. As British author and tech philosopher Tom Chatfield puts it, we're entering a world of infinite, instant answers, so there's even greater emphasis on which questions we should be asking. Old models of having or pretending to have all the answers no longer apply. Consultants and tech gurus will tell you that data is the new oil. I call bullshit. Everyone has data. Nobody is short of information. Nobody hopes for more notifications, emails, WhatsApp groups, or reports. What we crave more of is insight. If anything, data is the sand, and insight is the oil we extract from it. In an increasingly competitive information economy, your ability to extract and distill insight is your differentiator. Great questions are the key to distilling and extracting great insights. Big questions help leaders navigate complexity by uncovering nuance, assumptions, and perspectives that quick answers often bypass. We'll talk more about this later in the section introduction for the leadership and vision-themed question chapters. Reason 2. Big questions spark innovation. Asking thoughtful, open-ended questions encourages exploration and creative, lateral thinking. Innovation rarely comes from default answers. It comes from reframing problems and challenging the status quo. I have really fond childhood memories of wrestling endlessly with levels and problems in PC games like Space Quest, Myst, Tomb Raider, and Prince of Persia, giving away my age here, only to experience the sheer joy of breaking through after the 100th attempt at the same obstacle. If only I applied the same deliberation and consistent effort to the challenges I face in business today. We've grown lazy in our thinking. Pursuing better insight by asking deep questions builds your problem-solving cardio. Our brains are remarkable, marvelous problem-solving organs, but the downside is that they are also evolutionarily adapted to heuristics. Heuristics are mental shortcuts that help us make quick decisions and judgments, simplifying complex problems and reducing the need for extensive analysis. These shortcuts are useful when a cricket ball is hurtling towards your face or a car in front of you suddenly breaks, but they can be extremely unhelpful when tackling complicated problems like choosing which members should work together, evaluating why a marketing strategy isn't working, or brainstorming a new product line. H.L. Mencken put it better than I can when he said, "For every complex problem, there's a solution that is simple, neat, and wrong." Reason number 3. Big questions foster curiosity and continuous learning. Leaders who model curiosity signal to their teams that learning never stops. Fostering and encouraging a culture of curiosity and questioning is, in itself, a competitive advantage. Cultures of curiosity keep teams adaptive and open to change rather than locked into rigid solutions or outdated playbooks. I love the idea of leaders maintaining a careful balance between respecting everybody while also questioning everything. I don't mean you should question things in a deliberately obtuse manner or enforce some unhealthy power dynamic. I mean questioning in a way that reflects a curiosity about your own ideas and assumptions as much as anyone else's. Tim Minchin, the mercurial Australian musician, composer, actor, and comedian, put this beautifully in his seminal 2013 commencement speech to graduates at his alma mater, the University of Western Australia. Go and search for it on YouTube. This one is absolutely required viewing. Goes like this. A famous bon mot asserts that opinions are like assholes in that everyone has one. There is great wisdom in this, but I would add that opinions differ significantly from assholes in that yours should be constantly and thoroughly examined. We must think critically and not just about the ideas of others. Be hard on your beliefs. Take them out onto the veranda and beat them with a cricket bat. Curiosity is a muscle. Flex it.